empty. When she got to the cellar stairs, she saw what had happened. "My stars," said she, "what shall I do to keep Frederick from seeing all this slopping about?" So she thought a while, and at last remembered that there was a sack of fine meal bought at the last fair, and that if she sprinkled this over the floor, it would suck up the ale nicely. "What a lucky thing," said she, "that we kept that meal. We now have a good use for it." So away she went for it, but she managed to set it down just upon the great jug full of beer and upset it, and thus all the ale that had been saved was set swimmingly on the floor also. "Ah, well," said she, "when one goes, another may as well follow." And then she strewed the meal all about the cellar, and was quite pleased with her cleverness, and said, "How very neat and clean it looks." At noon, Frederick came home. "Now, wife," cried he, "what have you for dinner?" "Oh, Frederick," answered she, "I was cooking you a steak, but while I went down to draw the ale, the dog ran away with it, and while I ran after him, the ale ran out, and when I went to dry up the ale with a sack of meal that we got at the fair, I upset the jug. But the cellar is now quite dry, and looks so clean." "Kate, Kate," said he, "how could you do all this? Why did you leave the steak to fry, and the ale to run, and then spoil all the meal?" "Why, Frederick," said she, "I did not know I was doing wrong. You should have told me before." The husband thought to himself, "If my wife manages matters thus, I must look sharp myself."